Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Evangelist Melissa Smith. Welcome, Evangelist.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you decided to be my guest this morning.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit about yourself with us?
Yes, I'm originally from New York City, born and raised. I moved from New York City, and I come to live in Ohio. I actually been out here for 3 years already, and I'm very happy with living in Ohio. Yet a great adjustment, but I'm glad to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad. I've been so blessed, and that's why we're here today. I wanted you to just share with our listeners today the necessity and the importance of standing for God in this day and time.
Well, thanks. It is very important to stand for the Lord. Without the Lord, where would we be? There is a great necessity to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We are living and perilous time. When we look into the Word of God, we see the things fulfilling in the world today. And without knowing who God is, without having His Holy Ghost power as a guardian, we can't stand. But with that, we can make it. There's going to be those that have no food, have no home, and not even that. We have to know that we need the Lord in a time like this. In a time like this, we must stand that the world can see our life, the light that is in us. It is very important to hold on. We can't make it without God. We need one another. It's a necessity to love one another, to help each other, showing the world how can they come to Christ.
Yes.
If we don't have God in these last and evil days.
Yes, as you were talking, I was just reminded of the scripture in Matthew 5 and 13, where it says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt, which is the believers, loses its saltness, how can it be made salty again? We don't want to lose our salt.
Yes, we need the salt in our life. We're not talking of natural salt. We're talking about the light of Christ, the strength that God gives us, the light that will shine through us, that man will see Christ in our life. And I was looking down here as well. It says, you are the light for the world, meaning it's a necessity, once again, to have the Holy Ghost, that people will see the Christ in us. We don't want to get weak in a time like this, because in a time like this, we need the Savior. We need Jesus. We need power from on high, power to stand, power to love, power to walk upright. Thank you, Jesus, that we are standing on God's word. So it is a necessity. We can't even rise at the end. He said after death is judgment, meaning he's going to judge us for our life of living. And we need the Holy Ghost to rise. Hallelujah. In the last days of life. So we got to hold on. We got to be what we say we are. We got to live according to the light of Christ. It is a necessity. If you look at a natural cause of a necessity, we need homes to live in. We need food. If without natural food, we have no strength. But if we have the Holy Ghost and we're serving the Lord God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, we can stand. We gain power through prayer, power to walk upright, power to live right. It is a necessity. I feel all right this morning, because I thank God for God being who he is and God giving the world, the nation, a chance to live right.
Yes, that is so true. I'm just feeling it while you're talking. I've never seen so much of crime going on because the saints have to get together and travail for our people and travail for the world today, because we're the only thing that's going to be able to pray this thing through.
That's right. And how can we be a light to the world if we don't come together as one? How can we? The world love his own. But if the saints of God is divided, how can we stand to live right that the sinner man even desire to come to Christ? If we as saints always bickering and biting with one another, what kind of change would the world see in us? See, when we stand, we save and we sanctify and we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have to mean business for the Lord. We can't fight amongst each other and try to help bring the world in the church. We are in the world, but we don't have to be partakers of it. And I'm trying to control myself because I know from my example, from where I come from, we were taught how to live holy. It is a practice. It is a way that we need to have in us in a time like this. We need a savior. Our young girls are being raped, are being molested, are being, even by some family members. Hallelujah. The boys, we used to didn't hear about the young men being raped, but it used to be on just the girls. But now it's everything because the flesh has took over. And sometimes we know to do right and won't do right.
That's so true.
So if we're not right, we can't help nobody else.
Evangelist Smith, thank you so much for being with us. I want you to encourage our listeners today, and I also want you to have a prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord, if it had not been for you, who was on our side, Father God, where would we be today? But because of you, oh God, we able to make it. Lord, go in the nursing home. Go in the homes that are bound. Oh, God, and heal the sick. Lord, you said we are healed by your stripes. Lord, increase our faith. Help us to stand and do your will, Lord, that the world will see Christ in our lives. Father, we thank you right now, oh, God. You can change our youth around. You can change the mothers around. You can change the heart and mind. Use a mind regulator. Use a heart fixer. Oh, God, we need you right now. We ask that you come on in, Lord. We claim it done. We claim it done. And we thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, bless our mothers and fathers. Bless our leaders, that they will lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. In the last and evil days. But I say this, we need God. Listeners, I want you to hear this. If you turn your life around, you can make it. We need God as never before. If you fell back from God, he said, I'm married to the backslider. You still have a chance. If you need a church home, there's churches out there you can attend. But if you don't have one, you can come to 939 Elm Street. Our Bishop Neville is our bishop, our jurisdictional bishop, and my pastor. And we thank you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and remember to pray. Pray and live right.
Thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.